You working men of England, one moment now attend, while I unfold the treatment of the poor upon this land. For nowadays the factory lords have brought the labor low, and daily are contriving plans to prove our overthrow. So arouse, you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. There's different parts of Ireland, it's true what I do state. There's hundreds more are starving, for they can't get food to eat. And if they go unto the rich to ask them for relief, they bang the door all in their face as if they were a thief. So arouse, you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. Alas, how altered are the times! Rich men despise the poor and pay them off without remorse, quite scornful at the door. And if a man is out of work, his perished pay is small. It's enough to starve himself, his wife, his children, and all. So arouse, you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. So to conclude and finish these few verses I have made, I hope to see before too long men for their labor paid. Then we'll rejoice with heart and voice and banish our woes. But before we do, old England must pay us what she owes. So arouse, you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town. So arouse, you sons of freedom, the world seems upside down. They scorn the poor man as a thief in country and in town.